You don't have to take an L just because you can't listen to the Swain event live. You can catch up on the podcast posted daily on the app, online, and on iTunes. Hour three here in the Swain event. We are live from the Low T Center studio in beautiful Knoxville. And we go to the Be Dry Waterproofing Hotline. And we talk to Johnny. Johnny, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Great, Johnny. Hope you are having a great, great morning so far, man.
Yeah. Weekend was a little tough, cold swallow. I'm a little bummed out, but we're moving on.
Tennessee got the win. A lot of good things going on right now. Tennessee has some official visitors in town. But it is Monday. I know how that can be for folks.
Oh, yeah. Work week starts. Anyway, I was wanting to touch on a few things. Now, I don't watch a ton of Love East basketball, but I just wanted to do a small chime in on it. As far, you know, Holly's kind of, Pat kind of gave us Holly, so I can see how super sensitive, you know what I mean? That's who she groomed and gave Tennessee. So kind of like her, I don't know, kind of like her last thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I understand the sensitive part of it. So whatever Phil decides to do, it's huge. It's huge, and if he decides to keep her on, I completely understand it. I think Tennessee fans will understand it for the most part.
Well, I don't know, man. I don't think they would understand it. I think they would probably be very upset, and they would criticize Coach Fulmer for the first time since he's been AD. It would be a mistake if Coach Fulmer were to if they continue to play like this, they don't improve. It would be a mistake for Coach Fulmer to bring Holly back. Now, I got a text from a teammate. I want to give credit where credit's due, but I don't want to say his name. But a former teammate of mine, and he said that Phillip shouldn't have to fire Holly. That Holly should step down if it ever got to that point. And that would make it easier on everyone. Don't make Coach Fulmer have to fire you. Like, you know what's acceptable and what's not acceptable with the Lady Vols basketball program. This is not. If it continues, just make it easy and just step down. That's what I would probably do if I was in Holly's shoes. And again, this all is predicated on this team continuing to play the way they've played. They've lost three games in a row so far. They haven't lost three games in a row in SEC ever. They haven't lost three games in a row since 1986, 33 years. I mean, there's a lot of firsts, a lot of bad firsts that we've experienced
so far. Yeah, Holly's been on the wrong side of a lot of bad firsts.
So I want Holly to turn it around. I want her to be successful. If it continues, then I think she would be doing everyone a favor and making it easier if she would step down.
The other thing I was wanting to touch bases with is the whole Drew Richmond leaving.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, I don't blame him for leaving. I remember being at Dead End Barbecue on signing day, refreshing Twitter like it was my job when we were trying to get him to flip from one of the Ole Miss schools, I believe, or the Mississippi State.
It was Ole Miss.
Yeah, so I remember, you know, he was our next Chad Clifton, you know, it seemed like, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That's the hype we put on this kid. And maybe the former coaching staff, you know, maybe they promised him a left tackle spot. So we don't know that, but every snap with Pruitt, I would imagine he's earned. Maybe, you know, he's not Chad Clifton. You know, he's not tiny. So, and we have, I mean, if you look him up on Twitter, I mean, we trash that kid nonstop. So, I think a fresh start would probably be good for him. And, you know, like I said, I feel like he's earned his snaps. At least this past season.
No, this past season, yes. I don't think he's earned them early in his career. I thought he played because he was promised playing time. And
I agree.
I think that kind of comes with the territory when you are highly ranked. And I'm sorry, I've not seen a kid who was highly ranked say, hey, you know, I don't want these high rankings. I don't want them because you're putting too much pressure on me. Most kids I see, they love the 5-star ranking. They love the attention. They love being recognized as one of the best players in the country. That expectation to be great at college comes with that. Fair or not,
it comes with that. I'm sure he did love it, too. Yeah. I'm sure he did love it and sucked it in, and we loved it. We loved the 5-star next to his name just as much as he loved the 5-star rank next to, you know, to his name. So I'm sure, but just because, I mean, we, Tennessee, we've got a history of some 5-stars not panning out, maybe not being developed right, not reaching their max potential. I mean, if you look at our history, we've seen it time and time again.
Yeah.
We don't put the 5-star next to their name. I feel like the Tennessee fan base and even our local media, I mean, we've been like the whole line itself has been horrible, but we really singled that kid out time and time again. I just think a fresh start would be good for him as a person.
Yeah.
And maybe he'll reach max potential and maybe he'll get drafted, and maybe he'll have an NFL career, even if it is in a rotation or something like that.
I hope. Man, I hope for him that he's able to turn it around and have a better finish to his career than a start and play a long time in the league. And I don't disagree with you, Johnny. I don't, because I'm not a big fan of – that line being crossed with sometimes with our fans directing the comments to our players. I'm not a big fan of that either, but it kind of comes with the territory. If you want to be on Twitter, that means anyone can message you, and anyone can create a Twitter account and put a power T in the Avi. Doesn't mean they're a Tennessee fan, and that could be. That can happen. Now, most of the time, it is a Tennessee fan, and they're going to let you know how they feel. Now, I haven't seen any comments directed at Drew Richmond, like he was mentioned or anything like that, but I've seen two Tennessee fans talking about Drew Richmond as if they were talking about him at a poker game or hanging out at the bar or hanging out at the barbershop. They said he was bad, and honestly, I'm okay with that conversation because that's a private conversation. That's public. It's between two people. But if you are a player, Tennessee, you shouldn't see it unless you search your name. And if you search your name, you're opening yourself up to see everything positive and everything negative. And if you want to be an NFL football player, you better get used to being criticized. Because if you're criticized now, not making any money, how bad do you think you're going to be criticized when you are making money? So, it's part of it. I remember back before Facebook and Twitter, when I was being recruited, you know, I would Google search my name and see what people were saying about me, Alabama fans and da-da-da-da-da and all that. And there's some things that were said that was not true. But what am I going to do? Get on the message board and refute those statements? No, I ain't got time for that.
Speaking of you and the message boards, somebody on the text box, let me see it. You mentioned earlier in the show, here we go, Derek in North Carolina. You mentioned earlier in the show that you are now coaching your daughter's 5th grade AAU basketball team.
Yeah, I'm one of the coaches.
The coach. Derek in North Carolina says,
one.
Swain is trying to build up that resume so he can have his name in the Lady Vols coaching search.
I'm going to be like Penny Hardaway.
You going to coach with your fist balled up?
No. I'm going to accuse the other team of having their fist balled up. But I'm going to be the next Penny. I'm going to build a Lady Vol youth amateur empire, and then I'm going to take over for the Lady Vols in about 8 years.
And then you and Don Staley over at South Carolina are going to go back and forth at each other. You and Gino.
That's right.
You and Gino would have some pretty good back and forth. I think you and Don Staley would have some pretty good back and forth.
I'll light him up. I would have respect for Don, though.
You don't have respect for Gino?
I would light Gino up. Yep.
This is from Pat.
That's right. No intention on coaching at that type of level, but you just never know what might happen.
In all honesty, this is a theoretical question. Would you, I think I know the answer. It might be a stupid question, but would you rather coach receivers at the college level, or would you rather be like a head basketball coach, like in that particular situation of the Lady Vols?
That's a good question, man. If it was equal, if I had the same, you know, I guess ability to coach one sport, the same ability to coach both sports, then I don't know, man. That's a tough question. I love basketball.
Oh, I know you do.
More than football. I can sit there and watch basketball all day. I go and play it. Like, I don't think people really realize that. That's a tough question, man. That's a tough question. Probably women's basketball.
Well, in that particular situation, I know you would pick women's basketball because theoretically your daughter would be on the team.
That and the recruiting that you have to deal with.
Oh, so easy.
Yeah, the recruiting you have to deal with.
With football? I mean, the Lady Vols, you don't even really have to recruit. Look at the program right now, and they just signed the number two player in the country.
Man. 865-255-03, B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Hour 3, powered by Low T Center and LowTCenter.com.
For what is coming up on the Swain event.
There is a slight chance of rain this morning, otherwise cloudy, with a high of 39 and a low of 30. Mostly sunny tomorrow, with a high around 47 and a low near 30. Look for more sunshine on Wednesday, with a high in the low 50s. Weather on the Swain event is brought to you by B-Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, B-Dry can help. B-Dry.com. B-Dry is celebrating 60 years of protecting homes across the U.S. They are the basement and crawl space experts. There has been historic rainfall in East Tennessee recently. If you are experiencing wet foundation walls, puddles on your floor, or water where your floor and wall meet, then you should call B-Dry. They have over 500,000 customers nationwide. B-Dry gives free estimates for all homeowners, financing is available, and if you mention the Swain event, B-Dry will give you $500 off a full perimeter basement waterproofing solution. Wet basement? Better call B-Dry, 865-588-0454 or online at bdry.com.
Do you want a custom-themed tumbler or bottle to show off your team spirit every day of the week? Well, look no further than Game Time Sidekicks. Every design has you, the fan, in mind. Their tumblers and bottles are double-walled, vacuum-insulated stainless steel, and their quality is second to none in the market. From stainless steel sippy cups to tumblers and sports bottles, Game Time Sidekicks offers something for the fan of all ages to rep their team with. They have many different logo options, so fans will have something they are proud to carry around all the time. Use promo code SWAIN at checkout to get 20% off of your entire purchase at GameTimeSidekicks.com. They also offer $5 flat rate shipping. Be sure to check out the Game Time Workshop on the website and customize your tumbler to make it one of a kind with things like your nickname, number, or initials. Game Time Sidekicks. Show your colors and carry your team.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, and Sipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technician to see how we can get your phone working today.
Dan Mullen posing awkwardly with recruits.
For what?
Gators working out wearing costumes.
For what?
Vanderbilt making a sorority-style video.
For what?
Aaron Murray and David Pollock opening their mouths.
For what?
All right, guys, it's time for what? We highlight folks making questionable decisions out here. Oh, my goodness. Here we go. going to Layton, Utah. That's right, going to Utah. A teenage driver in Layton, Utah crashed her car while wearing a blindfold. A stunt inspired by the Netflix movie Bird Box. Bird Box challenge while driving, predictable result, the Layton Police Department tweeted on Friday. This happened on Monday as a result of the driver covering her eyes while driving on Layton Parkway. Luckily, no injuries. The blindfolded driver was a 17-year-old girl, and there was another 16-year-old girl in the car at the time of the crash. The department tweeted photos of the two cars involved in the crash. One was picked up. One was a pickup truck, and the other was a smaller vehicle with the entire driver's side crushed. This is sad. This could have been really, really bad.
You could have killed somebody.
At the same time, this is really, really, really stupid.
We'll look at it from the stupid.
This is so stupid. And I'm sorry, if I am the girl's parents, the girl that was in the passenger seat.
Oh, I'd be heated.
I'm whooping everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm whooping everybody because I just didn't think that someone would really try to do a Bird Box challenge while driving. I didn't think people were that stupid. And honestly, the Bird Box challenge while driving is really no different than sometimes when you text and drive, if you want to keep it real.
It's the same exact thing.
It's actually the same exact thing. So, on a lighter note, I'm giving a for what to Door High School basketball coach Rick Luna. Over the weekend, this is on Deadspin.com. Over the weekend, the Door High School basketball team won a local tournament, 64-62 nail biter in the final. Over, and this is a real high school name, Licking High School, okay? Their win, however, was not without controversy. Parents from Licking accused Door coach Rick Luna of using a secret and illegal tactic, swapping his three triplet sons out for each other on free throw attempts to try to steal a slight advantage. Man, I mean, my gosh. It's one thing to try this. It's another thing to get caught. And there's video evidence of this high school coach doing this. So he gets it for what?
I mean, did they have the same jersey made?
The same. They had different numbers, 20, 23, and 34. And they were being swapped out. So the referee gets it for what? The folks at the scorer's table get up for what? You don't know who got fouled? You look at the number to see who got fouled, not the person.
I wonder if they're switching jerseys, though. Best of the triplets in foul trouble, they put him in the other guy's jersey?
You can't tell on the bench that dude's taking off his shirt, taking off his jersey?
Maybe he had swapping. To go use the restroom.
I mean, that's just way too much effort to pull this off. Way too much effort. So,
yeah.
This is a for what, for sure. What you got?
Speaking of basketball, I have a lighthearted for what. I am giving James Harden a for what because I am not a fan of the way James Harden plays basketball. I think he is a tremendous offensive player. I think he's the best offensive player in basketball as of today. He is tremendous with how he can get to the basket. His handles are ridiculous. His passing ability is ridiculous. His court vision is really good. And obviously he can shoot the lights out of the basketball. But what I hate about James Harden in his game is how he seeks fouls. And it's not the taking it to the rim and trying to draw a foul. It's the moment a defender's hand or arm gets anywhere near him, he clamps down on that arm and holds it until the referee blows the whistle, which is why he shoots 1,000 free throws per game. But last night, James Harden, if I told you James Harden was 1 of 17 from the three-point line, which happened, how many points do you think he would end up with?
20-something.
Strictly on free throws. The man still managed to score 38 points while shooting 1 of 17 from the three-point line because he was 15 of 16 from the free throw line. It's just I can't stand the way James Harden plays basketball. A little foul seeker, and I just can't stand him. That but nice. It's a lighthearted fool. It's nothing too serious. I just thought it was funny more than anything that James Harden was 1 of 17 from the three-point line, and he still scored 38 points.
Unreal.
I didn't think that was possible.
Going to the text box, DR Vol, any update on the T. Martin? Wait, it says, any update on the Martin? I'm guessing it says T. Martin.
I like the T. Martin better.
Any update on T. Martin? Was hoping we'll hear something this weekend.
We had a lot of people in the text box ask about Mr. T.
Okay, well, I got you. We should hear something in the next 24 to 48 hours. We should. On whether or not T. Martin is going to be a Vol assistant coach or not. Next 24 to 48 hours.
Fingers crossed.
He has interest from more than one SEC school. And there's one that we all know about, and that is Alabama. And Nick Saban has a vacancy. Nick Saban also knows that T. Martin and Steve Sarkisian work together. And that was a combination that I was more than happy to see here at Tennessee. But I am ecstatic to have Chaney here with the possibility of bringing in T. Martin. But either T. will be at Alabama or maybe another SEC school or Tennessee. I think the ball is really in Tennessee's court to get this done. Tennessee is in a great spot because they do have USC's buyout to lean on the first 2 years because USC is still paying T. Martin a whole lot of money. So Tennessee can technically pay him less in the first 2 years and then pay him a lot more in the third year. That's a possibility. But it got to make sense, and you better not insult T. with a really low offer.
Don't use that to lowball him.
Yeah, he's very valuable. And so this is a deal that's really in Tennessee's court. I think T prefers to be here, but he's not going to come here for pennies, and he's not going to come here unless he's valued. And so I'll just say that. That's really all I think I need to say, being responsible, because this is a really sensitive topic because of the last few times T had opportunity to come. It's usually best for these things to kind of happen behind the scenes and not be talked about. But Tennessee and T, or Pruitt and T, they've talked on several different occasions, and it's a possibility. T always wanted to be here. From the times that I've talked to him years and years and years ago, but it has to be right. And I think this is a perfect situation for him to be here. But to answer your question, DR Vol, I think we will hear something or know something in the next 24 to 48 hours.
I think this is the perfect situation for him to be at Tennessee if he doesn't have other offensive coordinator possibilities. Because Tennessee can give him the co-offensive coordinator title. He would essentially be a position coach at Tennessee.
You can give someone a title and then not make them involved with the game plan. I mean, the title doesn't mean anything. What matters is that he should have involvement with the game plan.
Right. But will he? That's the question. Because if he's not going to, and you're just giving him the co-offensive coordinator as a title to make it seem and look better, then I wouldn't blame T one. I wouldn't blame T at all if he went elsewhere to be an offensive coordinator if that possibility is present.
If he can call plays and he can get players and, you know, the staff chemistry is great and the head coach doesn't meddle, okay. At Tennessee, he has a chance to learn from Jim Chaney, bring wide receiver U back if he comes in as a wide receiver coach. Tennessee's down. He will get a lot of credit for that if Tennessee gets back. There's no doubt about that. Um, I don't think he's going to be calling plays at Alabama. Now, Josh Gattis went from what?
Gattis going to Michigan.
Yeah, Josh Gattis wasn't the offense coordinator calling plays, but he was involved with the offensive game plan and was ready when he interviewed with Jim Harbaugh, and they made him offense coordinator. So, and just to be really honest, the whole entire staff is involved in the game planning because right. they sit in meetings, they watch film together, they point out, you know, deficiencies in the defense that they see that they possibly can exploit. They do that anyways together. T is going to have to earn, if he's on staff, he's going to have to earn a right to be involved. Like, Chaney is a seasoned offensive coordinator. Chaney does a good job. And I don't think T would do a bad job at all. I think T knows a lot. He's seen a lot. He's experienced a lot. He's very smart. And I think T can help Chaney become a better offense coordinator. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about it. I think they can help each other in a lot of different ways, but it has to make sense. And Tennessee has to make it work. I think T would rather be at Tennessee than anywhere else, but it's about his career at the end of the day, and Tennessee just has to make sure they consider that. I think Tennessee would also be good for his career too. Short term, long term, you do have the emotional connection there because he played here. I think this is a win-win. I think this is a win-win for both sides.
Yeah, and this is the third time, at least publicly, that we know of that T. Martin has tried to come back to Tennessee, at least that I can think of in terms of under Butch Jones potentially coming back as a position coach early on in Butch Jones' tenure. There was a Though it was small, there was a possibility of maybe he being the head coach after Butch Jones. This is the best chance and the best timing for T to come back out of all the times that it's been a conversation.
Yeah, what I don't want to see, and those who know T don't want to see this either, and even if you don't know T, you shouldn't want this. I hate that T gets blamed that he's not here. Like the time that he was here when Coach Jones was the head coach, like T got blamed, but Butch didn't get blamed. Well, do y'all know what Butch offered him? So why are you blaming T?
They lowballed him.
I mean, why are you blaming the T for not coming when you don't even know? I mean, just think about how crazy that sounds. You automatically went against the VFL, who is not coaching here, to side with a coach that we found out was scum. You just automatically assume that it was T's fault for not wanting to come when you don't know the offer. And I just hope that if it doesn't happen, that folks just don't automatically just start ripping T. It could be a situation where it's really no one's fault. It could be no one's fault. Because honestly, Alabama could offer the best deal out of everyone if they really wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
If Alabama really wanted to, they could offer T a deal he can't refuse. They got the money. They got the players. Nick Saban's the best coach ever.
They have an open position.
They have open positions all over the place. Like, they could really offer the best deal. But I'm telling you, T's heart is in Knoxville. Like, he loves Tennessee. He's a Tennessee boy. But you can't take advantage of that, though.
Yep.
You can't take advantage of his loyalty. So we'll see what happens. We'll see if it plays out. But I think we should know something in the next 24 to 48 hours. If it extends past 48 hours, then I'm guessing it'd be like 52 hours, something like that.
Yeah.
We should be hearing something.
Sometime early this week.
Here soon. We should.
What about from the Jeremy Pruitt perspective? Not that I know that this matters. Just trying to think of other talking points with T. Martin. If things don't go according to plan with Jeremy Pruitt in the sense of he doesn't get Tennessee football back to where it belongs, if T. Martin is on staff, you know what fans are going to start talking about. Oh, get rid of Pruitt, hire T. Martin. Do you think that might influence Jeremy Pruitt one way or the other? I don't think it will, but the former coach, that absolutely was a thing.
I think if you Pruitt, Coach Foreman, you got to get the right people on the staff that's going to help you be successful. And if you do your job correctly, you don't have to worry about someone on your staff taking your job. But, hey, you want coaches on your staff who want to be head coaches. and who are getting ready to be head coaches, who prepare to be head coaches. You can't worry about that. But I thought about that, Ben. If T. Martin's on the staff, he's doing a great job, and Pruitt struggles, you're going to have a guy right there that people are going to say, hey, why don't you slot him in? And for T., what an awesome opportunity every single day to have a job interview. Every single day. If you really want to be the head coach of Tennessee at some point, every day is a job interview for you. And you get a chance to kind of audition in front of Coach Former. And this is what I don't want to happen here. And I put myself in Coach Former's shoes on this. You know, Coach has been in all of our living rooms, you know, recruiting us. He's known us when we were 16, 17 years old. In my case, I came on campus to camp. I think I was like 13 or 14, something like that. I don't know. It's January the 14th, 2019. 34 years old. I'm a grown-ass man. Like, I do radio. Like, I do for real radio. Like, I'm a real sports talk radio guy.
You're Hollywood. You're on Feinbaum.
Yeah, whatever. But I'm not that 15-year-old kid that he recruited. I'm not that true freshman that was immature. This is me. T. Martin is not that quarterback that was behind Peyton Manning. He's not the immature kid from Williamson High School, Mobile, Alabama. T. Martin is one of the best coaches in the country. He's one of the best recruiters in the country. And so I'm a thinker. I always think about, man, how does that person feel? How would that person feel? I put myself in Coach Former's shoes. It would be easy for Coach Former to look at any one of us who have played for him as the same guy, and we're not. It's like your dad. And your dad sees you as, Ben, I used to change your diapers. I know you at your worst moments, when you were snotty nose, when you were maturing. And there's a time when your dad's going to look at you as Ben, the man. Like, the man. He's a man. He's not just my son. Like, he's a man now. Mm-hmm. And put myself in Coach Former's shoes, I can see how he would look at his players as his players always.
As still football players.
Yeah, but he's not.
Y'all aren't football players anymore.
No, like I'm a grown man now.
You have a family.
Yeah, I'm a grown man. T is a grown man. He is one of the best coaches in the country. So that's how T should be viewed, mm-hmm. Not just as one of my players. No, he's one of the best coaches, assistant coaches in the country, and he's available.
Like, even if T. Martin was not affiliated with Tennessee, even if T. Martin had not led Tennessee to a national championship, it would still be a great move to bring in T. Martin, the football coach.
Yeah.
You elevate your recruiting, you elevate X's and O's wise, and you don't think T. Martin would be a great influence on a guy like Juwan Jennings if he comes back? A Jordan Murphy?
Yeah.
You think T. Martin is going to stand for these players dancing on the sideline while being blown out by Vanderbilt?
Yeah. K. Maddox 86 did ask about Juwan Jennings declaring or coming back. But first, let's get to the phone.
We got Titans Bill.
Titans Bill, good morning.
Everybody loves somebody sometime. Well, you brought up Dean Martin. I didn't want to disappoint you, Jason.
T. Martin, not Dean Martin.
Oh, I thought you meant Dean Martin.
T. Martin.
You mean the guy, you mean you didn't bring up the one who make hit songs like Everybody Loves Somebody in Houston and Little Old Winemaker Me?
No. T-Martin, but I don't mind you singing that song. Hit it again for us, Titans Bill. Hit us again. Hit us again, Titans Bill. Do it again for us.
Everybody loves somebody sometime. Another one, Little Old Winemaker Me. Or going back to Houston, Houston, Houston. I mean, the guy had one hit after another. But, come on, no more soap operas. Enough is enough. If he wants to come, he'll come. If he don't want to come, well, I'm not going to lose any sleep over it.
That would, I wish it was that simple, though, Titansville. I really wish it was. Because there's a lot of places I want to be, but I don't want to be at that place if someone is going to just pay me what they think I'm worth and not what I think I'm worth. I'm not going to go somewhere for pennies. I hope it works out. I hope it makes sense for all sides. Tennessee has some, you know, some.
You know, the fans wanted John Gruden. And look at the season John Gruden had this past season. His season was nothing but what, Jason? A B-U-S-T.
I don't know. Those trades that he made sure did help the Bears and the Cowboys make the playoffs. He should.
Yeah.
John Gruden should win Executive of the Year.
Yeah. But will he? I doubt it. I doubt it very seriously, but are you sure you didn't bring up Dean Martin?
I'm sure. I'm 95% sure. 95%.
Okay, buddy. You have a good one.
You too. You too. You too, Titans Bill. Have a great day. I'm sure. 95%. K Maddox 86. Any word on Jennings declaring or coming back? No word now, but Chaney being in the mix, potentially T Martin. We'll see what happens. I don't think I need to really go into detail about the situation if T. Martin were to come and who would be not here. I think you guys can kind of figure that out, right? I don't ever want to kind of speculate about one of our coaches that we currently have. But if T. Martin were to come, that means someone would be leaving. So I don't know who that would be. I don't know if you would move someone over. I don't know all that. But, yes, someone would leave if T. Martin were to come. I'm not going to speculate on who would leave or anything like that. We will go back to the phones here in Hour 3, Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America, home of the sausage and cheese plate, the barbecue nachos, the ribs, the burn-ins, the pulled pork plate, the brisket sandwich, the potato skins, the banana pudding, the cobbler. What you want? What you want to do? The mixed greens.
All of the above.
What do you, I mean, I got menu items for days I can talk about Dead End Barbecue.
You forgot the Mac Attack, my favorite.
Swain Event, be right back.
Hour 3 of the Swain Event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
VFL's Jason Swain and Todd Kelly here with our Men on Football and Smoothie segment. Let's discuss some of our favorite smoothies and how they impact our lives. TK, man, tell me which smoothie comes to mind when you think about playing defense.
Swaino, the Peanut Butter Power Plus and the Power Punch Plus provide the energy needed to make plays every time they take the field. Then you have the Gladiator and the Hulk, nutrition every dominant player has to have. Bottom line, everyone wants to be a dominant player. Now, Swain, you tell me about the offensive side of the ball.
TK, it's simple. You always score with Smoothie King. The Shredder personifies what we are going to do to opponents. And defenses. The Berry Punch and Activator will light up the scoreboard, and in case we need to go into overtime, the Pure Recharge will put us over the top for the win.
Swaino, you know I love football and Smoothie King. I'm a VFL, a Smoothie King for life. The Chocolate Gladiator and the Chocolate Shredder with the scoop of peanut butter, oh, that's my go-to smoothie. They get a chest bump all day.
Yes, sir. This concludes our Men on Football and Smoothie King segment for today. Don't forget the Sip-by-Sip program. Use Smoothie King as a meal replacement 5 or more times a week, and you will feel and see the difference. Smoothie King, the healthy alternative to fast food. Delicious and nutritious.
TK, don't forget the peanut butter. Yeah, boy.
Gentlemen, when it comes to taking care of your health, sometimes the first step is the hardest. Low T Center is making it easier to take that first step. It all starts with knowing the numbers that are essential to a man. Testosterone levels, blood pressure, cholesterol, prostate, and thyroid. Low T Center makes it quick and easy to get all these levels checked and more. Low T Center specializes in men's health and has expanded their services, including sleep apnea, low thyroid, hypertension, severe allergies, high cholesterol, diabetes, and annual physicals, along with testosterone replacement therapy. The physicians at Low T Center not only want to help you feel good again, they want to help you prevent any serious health problems moving forward. Now, with the holistic approach to your overall health and wellness, Low T Center is making it more convenient for men to take care of their health, and most health insurance is accepted. They'll even verify for you. Take the first step for your health and call 865-392-1388. That's 865-392-1388, or go to lowtcenter.com. Reinventing men's healthcare.
Are you looking to buy, sell, or invest in real estate? Then call me, Jennifer Morris, at 865-694-5904. Listen to what the Tarver family had to say.
Jennifer was our realtor recently and helped us find our dream home. She also helped us sell our home, and we had a signed contract in only 2 days. Her greatest strengths are her patience and personality. We never felt pressured, and I would highly recommend her in buying and selling a home.
Call me, Jennifer Morris, at 865-694-5904 or email me at jennifermorris865@gmail.com.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
For a replay of each day's Swain Event TV, like us on Facebook.
You can feel better. We can feel better. We can do this together, guys. I'm talking about Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare. They power hour three here on the Swain Event. If you have little to no energy, that means something is wrong. Something is wrong, guys. If you don't have energy, something is wrong. It could be low T. It could be sleep apnea. It could be severe allergies or a low thyroid. And Low T Center can help you with all of those things. I have sleep apnea, and I sleep with a mask. And I'm proud of my mask. I love my CPAP machine. I use one because I have a narrow passage there, and I don't get enough oxygen that I need while I sleep without it. And so you can't play around with that. You need to breathe. Breathing is very, very important.
Just a little bit.
And now Low T Center offers treatment to fix that with sleep apnea. So you go in, they give you a take-home kit to see if you do indeed qualify for a machine. And they take care of those services too. I can't wait to explore their services because I need an upgrade with my machine. And so I will be getting that through the Low T Center. Low testosterone, guys, it is serious. And you don't need to try to diagnose yourself. You need to go to a professional, someone that's going to do it right, someone that specializes in that, and that is the Low T Center. Few locations here in Tennessee, so if you're listening to us outside of Knoxville, you can go to their two locations in Nashville. You can go to their location in the Tri-Cities, Chattanooga, Murfreesboro, right here in Knoxville. They do a great job here in Knoxville, so make sure you go to lowtcenter.com if you have any questions, any information you want to get. But guys, new year, new you. You got to be there for your family. You got to have the energy to do your job. Low energy, man, you're in a grumpy mood. It can affect your job. It can affect your relationships. We don't want that. So, Low T Center, guys.
Real quick before we get to Volstorm, I want to give a shout out to the North Alabama Knoxville Alumni Chapter because We had a watch party on Saturday at Topgolf in Huntsville, and it was so cool because we had over 40 people show up on the bottom floor of the Topgolf amongst a trillion Alabama fans there spending their Saturday evening, Saturday night, hitting some golf balls. And here we were, 40 of us, all dressed in orange. We had a little section for us. We had orange and white balloons, pom-poms everywhere, and we were loud, especially in the second half. When Admiral Schofield hit that three to really seal the game before Tennessee went on its run there over the last couple of seconds, we were so loud, and it was really cool to see. So I want to give a shout-out to the North Alabama Knoxville Alumni Chapter for rubbing Alabama fans the wrong way on Saturday night, because they were giving some funky looks to us as we were watching the game. We had some people walk by and say, "Go Gators," or do the Gator chomps. Some people said the Roll Tide, obviously, and I got a Roll Tide up top on the top floor when I was walking in, and I told him, I said, "Don't make me go get Dabo or Tony the Tiger on you," and he just kind of smirked. So
he poked his lip out.
He poked his lip out. So it was a good time with the North Alabama Knoxville Alumni Chapter watching the Tennessee Florida game with them on Saturday.
Cool. Who we got there? Vol Storm.
Unfortunately.
Oh, Vol Storm. Ben's first day riding solo, and he's throwing shade at you already, man.
Well, I'm surprised Ben didn't show up in his black and gold.
Ooh, why would he show up in black and gold?
Because he roots for Vanderbilt.
That's not true. No. I root for Kari Blasingame. I do not root for Vanderbilt.
No. See, my friends would understand if I rooted against them. So.
Well, he did understand. You know. He understood that I rooted against Vanderbilt. I did not root against him.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I hope you've convinced yourself.
All right, mister, I live on West End 24/7. And you know what?
You know what? They pay me well to live on West End,
He played 5 years at Vanderbilt. I had a very good friend that I also played baseball with, played 3 years of baseball at Vanderbilt. I rooted for them individually, and I would do it all over again in a heartbeat.
Well, you know, anchor down, Ben. Anchor down. Hey, Wayne, do you feel like Darth Vader when you put your mask on at night?
No, it's not one of those big ones, man. I can't do the big one. It's like a nose pillar. It's smaller.
Do you still make the breathing noises, though?
Sometimes. I like to do it to scare my kids.
Volstorm.
I'm your father.
Volstorm, I have a question for you.
All right, go.
If Jason is sleeping, how would he know what noises he's making at night?
Because
when you need to ask his wife this?
When you first put it on, you're not asleep. I know because my dad had one.
Yeah.
Well, my dad had one too, but he doesn't really start making noises until he's knocked out.
Yeah.
That's why I have to sleep with a fan on at night, because I got so used to the noise when I get asleep.
Yes.
So now I gotta have that background noise on when I go to bed.
Thanks, Dad.
Hey, some folks, man, they're ashamed of that stuff, man. I'm not ashamed of it.
My dad sleeps better.
Because
helps you to get alive.
Yeah, man. 7 years ago, I did a sleep study, and it came back that I was not breathing for a minute.
That would freak me out,
and it scared the living heck out of me.
Yeah.
Because you know, I grew up without my father. He was murdered at 9. And so that's like my fear is something happening to me and my kids having to be without their father. So that scared the crap out of me. And that was just when I had one daughter. And so I wear my mask proud. I love it. And I don't understand why people don't like it or don't wear theirs, because you're not breathing. That's pretty serious.
It's pride and vanity. That's all it is.
Nope. I wash mine out with pride.
There you go. Hey, Swain.
Yes, sir.
You've kind of given us a timetable on when we should hear something about this T. Martin thing. When do you – because we all know something is coming. Something's going to come in regards to these staff changes. What timetable do you have for that?
That's hard to give a timetable, just because now, with T, this thing should wrap up in a day or two. But these things are fluid. Remember, there was a a post that T-Martin was going to Miami to be the OC. It didn't happen. Yeah. There was a post that, you know, Ken Nebraska was going one place, and, you know, he didn't. And somebody else was going to Miami. I think it was what's the former Houston coach?
Oh, Major Applewhite.
Applewhite. He was going. I mean, so these things are fluid. Anything can happen, but what I feel based on what I've heard, we're getting to the end of what T. Martin's going to do, what situation is going to be better for him, and Tennessee just needs to make sure that they have a great situation for him and offer him something that he can't refuse. But as far as the other staff changes, I'm not really sure. And if I was sure, I would be really uncomfortable saying. But I really don't know.
Gotcha. Almost as uncomfortable as me hearing you say men on football.
Yeah. That was not a comfortable moment. It's all good, though.
All right, boys. Have a good one.
See ya. 865-255-03. Let me take a look at the text box this morning.
I'll take a look at Facebook.
Yeah, you do that. VFL 16, you know anything about the two-star corner, Kenny Solomon, we just offered? Are we that desperate for a corner, or is he under the radar stud? Honestly, I do not know about this offer, and I'm wondering kind of what our plan is, because, you know, we have about 3 or 4 spots available. Are we going to go over that number? And if we are, that probably means that they have a plan in place that they're going to try to implement. Tony says, I think T gets the blame in these situations because he's not a guy who has ever been very public in his love for UT the way other foreign players from that era like Al and Fred and Leonard have been. Fans will want to love T, and I understand privately it may be different, but at least publicly it seems to always giving off the perception he really doesn't care about them or the school. Well, the difference between T, Al, Fred, and Leonard is T. Martin's a football coach. T can't be sitting there loving up on Tennessee when he's trying to recruit for his own team. So that's kind of unfair to expect T to be like Al and Fred and Leonard when he is a college coach. And if Al, Fred, or Leonard was a college coach, they would be just like T. And those guys who play with T, they respect that about T. They talk to T. They know how much T loves Tennessee. But you can't sit there and be talking about Tennessee all day long. Like, I don't follow Courtney Dunbar, but I've seen like a tweet from her. She's at Vanderbilt.
That's so right. Weird.
Ain't she at Vanderbilt?
She's a graduate assistant at Vanderbilt.
She's still tweeting about Tennessee. If I was at Vanderbilt, I'd tell her shut up.
Well, forget that. She doesn't need to be coaching after some of the things she was doing as a lady.
But still, you're coaching here. No one wants to hear you talk about another school. The only reason Lane Kiffin does it because FAU can't do anything about it. They're lucky to have Lane.
Yes, I think a perfect example of what you were speaking to is Corey Miller at South Carolina. Remember when Butch Jones first took over, how active he and Byron Moore were on Twitter recruiting for Tennessee? You don't hear a peep out of Corey Miller in Tennessee now.
Corey's by his job, exactly. And I respect
and he should
that.
Be.
I respect that. He tweets about South Carolina. He's loyal to South Carolina. Corey always loves Tennessee, always will.
Mm-hmm.
And the moment he comes back, then he'll tweet about Tennessee. That's just the way it is. I remember this. It was funny. We have a young lady on our staff who came from Auburn on a recruiting staff. And I remember like when she first took over her role at Tennessee, Bethany Gunn. So Bethany Gunn is director of football recruiting for Tennessee. Man, her tweet right before her tweet talking about how happy she is to be a Tennessee Vol and all that stuff, it was about Auburn. Like, it's the business. You tweet about the school that you're at.
It's understandable. Just like Jim Chaney's Twitter account. On sometime last week, Tennessee football said, hey, Vol fans, here's where you can follow the new coordinator. I didn't scroll through Jim Chaney's Twitter, but I imagine if I did, I would see Georgia stuff on there. Or you could go back on Butch Jones' timeline, and there will still be all of his Tennessee stuff. Now,
no, I'm good.
He should be deleted.
I'm good.
But even, like,
I'm good.
I remember another Corey Miller example, but Jerron Maimon at Missouri. He's a graduate assistant. He is loyal to Konzo, and Konzo happens to be at Missouri. Jerron used to always tweet about Tennessee as much as Jordan McRae, Josh Richardson, always checking in on them. You don't see that anymore. But I do think it's kind of cool that he doesn't tweet at all anymore.
Yeah.
Corey Miller does not tweet as much about South Carolina because I do think it's a little awkward for them.
Yeah, to have this expectation that you have to have an expectation of T that you have of Al and Fred and Leonard Little, that's just not fair because they're not coaching. They're not coaching. They're chilling.
Yeah. I mean, I imagine Corey Miller one day wants to be the head strength and conditioning coach of a football program somewhere. I imagine Jerron Maimon, if he is working as a graduate assistant, he wants to be a top-level assistant coach or a head coach one day.
At some point.
They're not going to reach those goals if they're out here tweeting about Tennessee while they're at other schools.
Nelson says, I read that the two-star corner has 4-3 speed. Well, that explains it.
Sign him up.
Yep. You can't teach 4-3.
You can teach technique. You can teach fundamentals. Can't teach 4-3 speed.
Let's see. Ladies, how's Trey Smith doing? Don't know. Even if I did, that's his business. That's personal. Hopefully he does what's best for him. So no update on Trey Smith. For Ben McKee, I'm Jason Swain. Hope you have a great Monday. And maybe we'll hear some things about T. Martin between now and Wednesday. Who knows? But hopefully we do hear something soon because I think there will be some changes here and there. Have a great day. Peace and love. We are out. Same time tomorrow, 7 a.m.